What Was Wrong with the Pharisees by Nathaniel Berson. What was wrong with the Pharisees? Why did Christ condemn them? Was it for keeping the letter of the law? Why would he condemn them for doing what he himself said? He didn't. He never condemned them for the righteous things they did. Matthew 23, verse 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These you ought to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Notice he said that tithing of mint, anise, and cumin was good. He commended them for doing that. But the problem was, they were not keeping the rest of the law. Matthew 5, verse 20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Notice he said that they had some righteousness, just not enough. Matthew 23, verses 1 through 3. Then Jesus spoke to the multitude, and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not do after their works, for they say and do not. He did not condemn them for professing to believe and preach the letter of the law that he himself gave them. He condemned them for not doing it themselves. Luke 16, verse 14. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. The world today seems to have the idea that the Pharisees kept the letter of the law perfectly, and that they were condemned because they didn't have, quote, love. But the Bible says they were covetous. The 10th commandment is, Thou shalt not covet. Therefore, they did not keep the letter of the law. John 7, verse 19. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keeps the law? So it's clear, they didn't keep the law. Christ himself said so. But this wasn't their only problem. The other problem they had was that they were not content to leave the law as God set it up. They had to add laws and explanations and details to the law that God never said. They made up things. Mark 7, verses 5 through 9. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Christ, Why don't your disciples walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashen hands? He answered and said unto them, Well has Esaias prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, not of God. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, Full well, you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. They added a law of ceremonial washings to the law of Moses. They weren't keeping the law God gave, but one they invented. But even worse, they changed the law God gave them. Mark 7, verses 10 through 12. For Moses said, Honor your father and your mother, and whoso curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, If a man shall say to his father or mother, It is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever you might be profited by me, he shall be free. And you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother. So their sin was not only not keeping the law properly, but adding to the law, and also taking from the law. They were not keeping the letter of the law at all. Matthew 23, verse 13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer them that are entering to go in. The Pharisees did what righteousness they did to be seen by men. They worked on fixing only the things other men would see, and ignored everything else, such as covetousness. Matthew 23, verses 25 through 28. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. You blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones, and of all uncleanness. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. So you see, the Pharisees did not keep the letter of the law. In fact, they didn't keep the law well at all. Their sin was the same as everyone else, changing, adding to, and breaking the law of God. The difference between them and the publicans and harlots was that both ignored the law of God, but the Pharisees professed to know God. Romans 2, verses 17 through 24. Behold, you are called a Jew, and rest in the law, and make your boast of God, and are confident that you yourself are a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness. You therefore which teach another, don't you teach yourself? You that preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You that make your boast of the law, through breaking the law, do you dishonor God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. So examine yourself, and make sure you always do what you claim to believe, lest you wind up with the condemnation of a Pharisee and a hypocrite. For more articles, please visit www.thesimpleanswers.com. You may send any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions to us at questions@thesimpleanswers.com. Thank you for listening.